The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Podcast host Libsyn is restricting its publishers from using some analytics companies. The company's recent platform update to add URL prepends for companies like Podtrack and Blueberry does not allow publishers to add Podsites, a company that measures the effect of podcast advertising. Attempts fail with an error, saying the prepend is not compliant with privacy legislation. Podsites, however, say in a statement to us that Podsites is GDPR and CCPA compliant and data privacy is core to our business. Libsyn tells us we're taking these steps to help Libsyn, our customers and Libsyn partners better comply with CCPA and data privacy best practices globally, though their statement doesn't mention Podsites by name. You can read both statements in full in our show notes and our newsletter today. Libsyn also runs its own podcast advertising business, which has seen falls in revenue over the last couple of years. As we reported in October, their terms and conditions forbid podcasters on their platform to carry any advertising without written permission and require Libsyn to also sell ads on behalf of publishers. Some who've contacted us suggest that the restriction of pod sites may be for reasons other than privacy. Podtrack have revised their US top 20 podcasts for November 2019 after our investigation yesterday discovered that numbers for some podcasts included Android users just visiting a website and never playing the podcast at all. Those titles have been removed, and you can see a full statement from Podtrack on their website linked to from our episode notes and our newsletter today. Mike Caden from Red Circle says that measures of true engagement and influence will be far more important than just downloads, whereas Lindsay Patterson from Tumblecast tweets, "If these rankings are so fallible, what's the point of publishing them?" In other news, Vox Media's Zach Kahn has joined Apple Podcasts in the clearest indication yet that Apple may be planning original content. We're tipped off that Cuonda, the Spanish podcast network, autoplays shows on their website, just clicking on any episode. Our correspondent wonders whether this is delivering accurate play counts to publishers. iVoox is adding smart lists to its app, allowing users to produce automated playlists based on topic, language, or duration. Google Podcasts has a new dark theme, which is nice. 18 months after the launch of Google Podcasts, Google Play Music Podcasts, a competing podcast app from the company, is still available. And just to confuse people further, Business Insider today has a full new article on how to use Google Play Music Podcasts. And an event in Brussels in Belgium, the Belgian Podcast Festival, takes place on February the 28th to March the 1st. In Advice Today, Oliver Needham writes a number of tips for church podcasts. And if you're looking for a gift for the podcast obsessed in your life, the Bellow Collective has some gift ideas for you. And in podcasts, the Extinction Rebellion movement is another thing you can thank the UK for. My pleasure. However, the movement's last uprising in October saw protests and marches across the world. Can the model be applied everywhere, asks Global Warning, and where are they going wrong? And there's plenty more in our newsletter at podnews.net.